Thanks for listening to today's podcast. If this ministry has touched your life in any way, contact us at Beach Family Worship Center, Georgetown Campus on Facebook or by emailing us at bfwcgeorgetown@gmail.com. Feel free to share your prayer requests or comments. We hope you enjoy today's message. Blessings to you and yours.
So this morning, I want you to grab your Bibles. I want you to turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. I'm going to start in verse 11 because it's time for us to realize we're missing some keys in our church. And I dare you, while you're turning, to poke somebody beside you and say you're a key. No, go ahead, poke somebody, but be nice. Be nice. It's a shame when you got to come to church and tell people, be nice when you poke them. I mean, you, especially the wives, man, y'all rough on your husbands. I see your husbands, they jump up in the air like, man, okay. I'm so glad mine's not in here right now. She give me the look. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 11. When you get there, I want you to say amen. Glory to God. This is what it says. Therefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also you do. Y'all see that? Let's keep going. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and over you in the Lord, and admonish them to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Everybody say, be at peace. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, confront the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient towards all men, seeing that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Verse 16, rejoice evermore. Verse 17, pray without ceasing. Are you with me? Verse 18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Verse 19, quench not the spirit, despise not prophesy, improve all things and hold fast to that which is good. How many of you just read that with me? Everybody say the next level. Do you mind if I take some time and show you how we're going to grow to the next level? Are you ready? When you go back and you look in the first verse that I gave you, verse 11, it says you comfort one another. Are you ready? Now, Beach Family is a place where the word comes alive, so guess what's getting ready to happen? Are you ready? We're supposed to comfort each other, and we're supposed to build up or edify each other. Can I start right here? I want you to find somebody beside you right now, and I want you to say one very encouraging thing to them right now. Do it. Find something. Find something. Go ahead, encourage yourselves. Go ahead, encourage yourselves. Does it feel awkward? That's why we're not growing. Because when we come together as a body of Christ, we should have something good to say about every person here. Amen. Listen, when you come to church, it should be a place where people lift you up, not run you in the dirt. Are you seeing what he's trying to say? He's trying to say to go to the next level, you've got to learn to discipline yourself. That means that you may have to pray and find something good in some. You ain't going to help me. You know you got some of those people that you just have a hard time with. Pray. Hello? And when you find something, you tell them, man, you look great. Natasha, girl, man, when you sit on that row right there, the anointing's there. Miss Dot, when you're not here, there's something missing. There's a spirit of joy that's missing in the house. No, come on, can I just keep going? Anna, when you are in the house, there is an evangelistic anointing that begins to be released. Hello, hello, hello. Miss Jen, I appreciate you getting out on a Sunday morning, packing your boys up, going out and getting on the van and picking people up and bringing them to church. You know you're a hand of God. Does this make sense? When's the last time you just edified somebody? I didn't say cause their head to get big. I'm telling you to speak truth. Men, when's the last time you looked at your wife and said you are the most beautiful woman on the face of this planet? We got really quiet right there, men. I'll be speaking to y'all next week. We need to have a talk. Is it good in your house or is it good in your house? Y'all miss me. Is it good in your house or is it good in your house? See, it's good in my house. See, we got to learn. Look, we got to learn. Stephanie, I'm telling you, you are my hero. And the devil's lied to you for so long and said that you are just, you're just so much trouble. But the truth is that he's in trouble. Because when you come into this place, it lets other people know they have no excuse. Look at somebody and just edify them. Find somebody you didn't talk to and you edify them. No, come on. We're going to shift the atmosphere. Do it now. Find somebody else. Find somebody else. Find something and speak to them. Minister Ronald, the color red looks good on you, man. You are sharp. Come on, edify, church. Find somebody. Speak life into them right now. Do it. Do it. Go now. You say, Pastor, what kind of preaching is this? It's the kind that takes you to the next level. Did you know when you come to church, everybody's supposed to have a word? Everybody's supposed to have a tongue? Everybody's supposed to, y'all ain't going to help me up in here. I can tell already I'm going to preach today. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. I ain't preached in a couple weeks because the Holy Spirit's been moving. The next verse says, I beseech you, brethren, to know those that labor among you. Can you just look over at somebody and say, do you got my back? Come on, church. Who's got your back? Who's got your back? Who's praying for you? Oh, y'all ain't going to help me. Who's in the ditch with you in your battle? Oh, y'all ain't going to help me up in here. No, watch this. How many of you know who's with you? When everybody else has got something bad to say, they're the only ones that's going to stand up and say, you just need to be quiet. You need to go on with that because what you're doing is you're attacking a man and woman of God. Oh, y'all going to listen to me right now. Watch this. When's the last time you know that you know that you know that you got somebody in your corner? You know, every boxer has got to face his opponent in the ring by himself. But in his corner, he's got a seasoned coach that has got him in the back going, watch that. Look at this. Oh, go for it. You can do it, son. You can do it. See, how many of us know who's laboring with you? To go to the next level, we got to know who's with us. Glory. I guess I'm the only one that got that. You got to know those who's got your back. So when the Lord speaks to you, there's not bickering and fighting about where you're going. It's just let's move. Y'all didn't hear nothing I just said. Because inside of going to the next level is change. And nobody likes change. Do you like change? Be truthful. I love change. I rearrange my house all the time. I do all kinds of crazy stuff. Listen, pastor is a change agent. Are y'all hearing me? That's who I am. It's because the Christ that's in me, it will cause you to change when you get around me. Are y'all hearing me right now? How many of y'all in here, you might have come in and you might have been depressed, but now you got a smile from ear to ear. What's the matter with you? It's because I'm rubbing off on you. Huh? I'm rubbing off on you. It's because I got joy on the inside of me. I'm telling you, if I lay hands on you right now, you'd bust out dying in laughter. You couldn't handle it. You say, Pastor, you laugh in church? Yes, I do. Because the joy of the Lord is my strength. It didn't come from how good things are going. It came from the King. It was given. I don't know about anybody else. I like to take a sip whenever he offers it to me. I'll take that joy. Y'all ain't going to help nobody. Know those who labor among you. Edify each other. Everybody say the next level. the next level. I got to edify. I got to tell my brother and sister, you're awesome. You're doing good. And listen, even if they fall on their face, you look at them and say, and God's got you. He's the lifter of your head and your shield. No, no, no. We're not going to call out their faults. We're just going to let them know they got a God. Well, I want my hanky right now because y'all ain't helping. But it's time for the next level. Are you seeing this? Look at what it says next. Esteem them highly in love. When's the last time you just loved on somebody? When's the last time you just took them out to eat? Pastor, on my budget, it'd be McDonald's. I can eat a McDonald's burger. Anybody here eat McDonald's? Hello. Anybody in here just realize sometimes, you know, you just have to get past yourself and take a couple minutes. Somebody told you that yesterday. Boy, if that ain't confirmation. Listen, Miss Dot, man, she whips me up some rice and ham hocks. I'll sit right down and I eat every bit of it. See, what y'all don't understand is that there comes a time that you're going to find, because I'm getting ready to do a series on the book of Acts. It's coming. You're going to find that they begin to do this. They begin to edify each other. They begin to break bread together. They begin to get out of their comfort zone and their cliques. Oh, y'all ain't going to help me. And they begin to do things. That's why I'm getting ready to let you guys know we're getting ready to go watch some movies. They got the Apostle Paul coming out. They also have God's Not Dead Part 3 coming out. And guess what we're going to do? We're already in the works right now to actually try to get the whole movie theater so I can pack it out. Pastor, you crazy? I'm not crazy. I understand that to go to the next level, we got a fellowship outside of church. We got a fellowship outside Facebook. Well, they're my friend. Yeah, okay, you're your friend, but you didn't say three words to them when they come at. Y'all ain't going to go there. I just better get off of it. Let me keep going. Verse 14, now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly. Does anybody here like to be corrected? Just go ahead and do some things wrong, and you can believe pastor's coming. Especially in this church, because pastor don't put up with no backbiting or talking. You will be in my office so fast your head will spin. Because a little bit of leaven leavens the whole loaf. A little bit of attitude's the whole loaf. Y'all ain't going to help me. A little bit of anger's the whole. Is anybody going to help me up in here? And the only person who can actually stop that is the shepherd who's put in place to stop that. Does that make sense? Does it make sense? It says right here, it says that we are to exhort our brethren, but warn them that are unruly. Comfort the feeble-minded. Can I just help you? How many of you feel like you got this Christian thing down pat? How many of us are struggling in our mind? Be truthful. Look, just raise your hand. Man, thank you, Jesus. The hands are going up everywhere. And if I don't see hands, I see heads going. Watch this. Comfort the feeble-minded. You know how I can comfort people? You know how I can comfort people? I've been where you are. Y'all just missed that, didn't you? I've been where you are. Let's sit down and talk for a minute. Let's see if I can help you in some way, shape, or form. Watch this. Support the weak. Anybody here fell and you had someone who came beside you and picked you up? Anybody want to go to the next level? Oh, nobody wants to read the last part. And be patient toward all men. How many of us want to go to the next level? How many of you realize leaders are going to fail? That would have been a lot better time for somebody to shout and just say amen. Is pastors going to fail you? Yes. Is teachers going to fail you? Yes. Are they going to sing your favorite praise and worship song every time? No. Are you seeing this? But we've got to learn to be patient with all people. Can we just accept them where they are and let God bring them out? Can I help everybody? Jesus called them fishers of men. He didn't call them fish cleaners. Does this make sense? I call you to be fishers of men. In other words, you're going to cast, you're going to pull them in, but only I can clean. Does that make sense? In our lives, guys, listen, it's not our job to rake or tear down people. It's our job to accept them where they are and pray for them. And if you ain't got nothing nice to say, pray for them and be quiet. That went over like a lead balloon in here. If you have nothing nice to say, just say, hi, I love you, and that's good, and get in your prayer closet, and you take it before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, because guess what? You are not in their shoes. You have no idea what they're going through. So listen, you look at them sometimes and go, well, you don't understand what I'm going through. You're right, I don't, but you don't walk in these shoes neither. So we have to be patient with each other. Patient is good, right? Especially if you have a significant other that you got to put up with all the time. Patient is really good. And for those that are on my staff, patient is real good with your pastor. Because pastor is constantly moving and changing. Sometimes I come out of staff meeting, it looks like their hair's standing straight up. Pastor, I don't know, this ain't going to work. This ain't going to work. This ain't going to work, pastor. Give it a little bit. Is everybody getting it? Now, can I show you some things to take you to the next level? Everybody say the next level. Everybody say it's time to edify. It's time to lift up. It's time to know the people with you. I want you to turn in the Old Testament real quick because I don't think I'm going to make it any further than this morning. I got to share this with you. Are you ready? Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1. When you get there, I want you to say amen. Because y'all don't mind if I can preach now. I done gave you that one for free, so now it's time to preach. Can I preach? Can you handle 20 minutes? Who can handle 20 minutes? There's 20, 40, 60. There's an hour. Okay. Ready? And it shall come to pass that if you listen, hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, and to observe and do all of his commandments, which I command you this day, that the Lord will set you high above all the nations of the earth. Can I just stop right here before I go any further? Because everybody loves to preach the next part, but they don't give you the actual thing in the beginning that gets you to the level you need to be. And that is, are you listening? Are you listening? Have you ever had a conversation with somebody and you're trying to talk and they're talking over you? How frustrating is that? Oh, don't look at, listen, I'm looking around right now and there's some wives looking at their husband and y'all stop it. Be patient. Stop it. Watch this. Watch this. This is what he's saying. You can't have anything that I'm getting ready to give you if you don't listen. Does it make sense? Do you understand? God is always speaking. If you'll just be quiet and listen, he's got something to say. Does that make sense? So many times we're praying and we pray and we pray and we pray, but we never stop and listen. Pastor, you mean God can talk to me? You might get picked on like the vice president, where he says he hears the Lord speak to him and then everybody in the nation calls him psychotic. I love in the last days that we're going to be called crazy. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Well, he's just crazy. He hears Jesus talking to him. Yes, I do, and so does probably a million other Christians in this world. The problem is you need a relationship with Jesus so you... Never mind, let me get off of that one. Let me just go ahead and tell you, you can't have anything if you're not listening. Turn your music off. Turn it off. Are you listening? Stop praying for just a little bit. Get out a notebook and a pen and just say, Lord, I am not getting up from here until you speak to me. Have you ever done it? You've never done it? My Lord, you're missing out. You got to do it. Just try it once. The first time I ever heard somebody tell me this, I sat in my room and I said, Lord, this is crazy, but I'm going to try it anyways. And I said, you know what? I got all day long. I'm going to sit right here until you speak to me. Did you know as soon as I shut up, he had something to say? You say, Pastor, was it an audible voice? I've heard him audibly, especially when I was in a mess. Y'all ain't saying nothing. I've been to the bottom. I know what it's like. But I've begun to listen, and not just listen, but listen intently. Does this make sense to everybody? Are you ready to find out what you can have when you listen? Everybody say the next level. No, how many of you are excited about growing to the next level? Anybody here just want to grow to the next level? You don't want to be where you were. Amen? You ready? Watch this. And all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you if you'll just but hearken or listen to the voice of the Lord. Everybody say, overtake me. Wait a minute. How many of you are tired of just asking God to bless you and ready to be quiet and listen and have it overtake you? How backwards is that to the way a lot of people preach? Come on. How many of us are realizing that the Lord is saying, look, when I speak, I cause light to come in dark places. When I speak, I cause land to form where there was waters. When he speaks, it brings life and liberty to your life. So watch this. All these blessings are not just coming, Jennifer. They're going to overtake you. Anybody ready for it to be like a wave? You ever been to the ocean and you're right there and you see the wave begin to rise up, and what does it do? Knock you down, roll you over a couple times, and you get back up and you just shake your head and everything goes flying off of you and you go, whoo. Anybody ready to have one of those Holy Ghost invasions in your life where it sweeps over you and you take a couple, that's where they get Holy Roller from. You could laugh. I mean, you know, when it overtakes you, it rolls you a couple times to where you begin to realize, I am not this. What just happened? Something just absolutely happened different than I've ever had in my life. And this is where it's at right now. The Lord says, I don't want you just to be blessed. I wanted to overtake you, Stephanie. How many of you can lift your hand up and say, overtake me? Just lift your hand up and say, Lord, overtake me. How many of you are ready to see an overtaking instead of just getting a blessing? No, guys, you got, watch this. A blessing is when I can get a blessing and put it in my hand. But when I'm being overtaken by blessings, it's wherever I go, they're being attached to me. Oh, y'all ain't saying nothing. I need you to realize that when you listen to God, your blessings begin to over. You walk in a store and somebody walks up to you and goes, hey, you know what? I need to take care of this, and they hand it to you. All of a sudden, somebody forgot that you paid them something from a while back, and all of a sudden, they pay that back to you. Oh, you're not saying nothing. Hello, somebody. Not just money, but blessings. How many of you would love to be able to make it through flu season and never get the flu? Is that a blessing? Yes, it is. It's a promise. By his stripes. Now, can we move? You ready? Watch this. Blessed will you be in the city. Blessed will you be in the field. How many of you are blessed in the city? Where are you working at? Blessed will you be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body and the fruit of your ground. Oh, wait a minute. The fruit of my body. What? It means I should be able to run 3 miles. You ain't saying nothing. My body, Stephanie, just because I'm over, a little over the 40 mark, little, doesn't mean I can't hang out with the 20-year-olds and still play ball. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Come on, just because we're in our 50s and 60s, where everybody's shouting retirement and God's saying refire. Y'all ain't saying nothing up in here. Because you know what? It's time for the older generation to begin to rise up and train the younger generation. And say, you can walk like Jesus. You can talk like him. You can see miracles, signs, and wonders. It's because you know what's happened? Is we've sat back and tried to check out. And God said, if you were listening to me, you would never be able to check out, but you would be blessed. Does this make sense? You're going to be blessed in your body. You're going to be blessed in your field. I told the prayer team on Thursday night, I said, I'm sick and tired of people telling my church people this is high as you can go. When I got a God who owns a cattle on a thousand hill. And just because they say this is your salary cap does not mean it is your salary cap. Does this make sense? I got a God that when I listen to him, he opens up the windows of heaven. Let me keep moving. Watch this. And the fruit of your cattle, increase of your kine and the flocks of the sheep. Now watch this. Blessed shall you be in your basket and your store. You say, Pastor, why did he put that in there? I want to be blessed. Y'all ain't saying nothing right now. I know you women got your purses. Just go ahead and lift them up. There it is. Well, some of you have a hard time lifting up them things. They're coming in the doorway and hanging, and they're hanging sideways trying to tote them purses. No, do me a favor. Just go ahead and pick it up right now. Just go ahead and say, blessed. No. How many of you in here could just say blessed? Men, do me a favor. Take your wallet out of your pocket right now and hold it up and say blessed. Do it. Don't be ashamed. Check your checkbook out. Just say blessed. I'm listening to you, Lord. Because, Lord, you're going to show me every fox that's spoiling my vine. Does this make sense? In my basket and in my store. Not only is it in my wallet, but what I pay for. Come on, guys, listen. Are you hearing your pastor? I thank God that he puts what he needs to put in here. But I pray to God and I listen to God every day. And guess what happens? I get checks in the mail. I get gifts and surprises. You say, well, you're the pastor. I got it before I was a pastor. Because I listened to the Father. Does it make sense? How many of you are believing that it's time to be blessed? See, I'm showing you, I'm stretching you to another level. See, I don't want Brother Larry just to go and get a tile job. I'm ready to pray that when he goes into a tile job, they go, you know what? Not only do I see your handiwork and the professionalism of it, but what I see is you need a bonus off the top of it. Something you didn't deserve. Just because of who you are. Oh, y'all ain't saying nothing. How many of you are ready to get to the place to be blessed just because of what's in you? Greater is he that is in me, Stephanie. So guess what? Things are going to be brought to me so that I can sow more. I can do more. Does it make sense? How many of you want to be blessed? Just a few of you. All right. You'll be blessed when you come in, blessed when you go out. Can I go to verse 9? We'll go to verse 7 first. I like 7. Minister Ron, you're fast. When I listen, the Lord will cause my enemies who rise up against me to be smitten before my what? I shared this with the prayer team on Thursday night. I said, you know, Psalms 91 says there'll be 1,000 on one side and 10,000 on my right hand, and it will not come near me. But the Lord is saying when I listen to him, he will bring his enemies to my face. Are you hearing me? And will cause them to bow. Y'all need to hear this. Are you ready? I don't wrestle with people. When people have issues with me, I don't wrestle with them. Does this make sense? Because all I got to do is stand, because I'm walking it, I'm living it, I'm trusting him, I'm listening to him, and what he does is bring the enemies before me, makes them bow. Now watch this, because here's where you got to really hold on to. Look at this. And they shall come out against you one way, but they're going to flee in front of you seven ways. Now let me really blow your mind. Let me expand you. Are you ready? Isn't it funny that always the devil sends one, and you focus on one, but the time you're focusing on one, you get attacked from all over. Does this make sense? And what the Lord is saying is that I want to get you to the place where you hear my voice, so that when the enemy tries to attack you, I'm going to make him bow, and then not just bow, but relinquish what he has in his hands. I'm tired of being hit by the devil and me not understand the attack. Is there anybody else with me right now? Anybody tired of the devil coming in and hitting you, and you're just like, where did that come from? What is that? Is there anybody else in that place? But when I listen to the Lord, he makes the devil come, he makes that attack come, bow, and show its hand right in front of you. Some of y'all should shout right now. So not only is it going to uncover one way, it uncovers all six other ways that the devil was going to try to nitpick you to death and pick your brain and cause depression and cause, oh, y'all ain't going to help me up in here. Because one attack that you were focused on, that one attack right there was the only one you were focused on. And when you got hit with it, you didn't realize that it was attached to something. But when I listen to the Lord, everybody say the next level. When I listen to the Lord, say the next level. When I listen to the Lord, say the next level. He causes them to bow. No. Are you ready? There is times in the morning the Lord will wake me up and he'll say this. He said, listen to me. And I'll say, go ahead, Lord. He said, today you're going to run across this person. Today I'm going to have this person come to church. Y'all ain't saying nothing. You say, Pastor, how can that be? It's just called being quiet long enough to listen. Because you know he knows you personally, right? See, I don't have to know your name, but he can give it to me. Y'all say, Pastor, that's freaky. Ain't freaky, it's just God. Make sense? You understand that what the Lord really wants with you is a relationship and not a religion. You go to verse 8, real fast. And the Lord shall command blessings on you in your storehouses. Sound familiar? And in all that setteth your hand to, and he shall bless you in the land which the Lord gives you. Can I just stop right here? Wait a minute. Just keep that verse right there for a second. When I listen to the Lord, are you ready? When I listen to the Lord, and the enemy has to bow and then flee, in seven different ways that he came after me. Watch this. The next part is this. Look, and the blessing will be upon you in your storehouses. Storehouses. Didn't say storehouse. What did it say? Storehouses. Do you understand that on the inside of you, you are built up of a lot of different things? You let somebody come and poke on your emotional house. Is everybody okay? You ever had somebody just come along and just crawl, open up the door and walk right into your emotional house? Give you a dirty look. This makes sense? Let somebody or something, I can't say somebody, I have to change that. Let the devil, the enemy, send somebody to get you mad so your blood pressure shoots up. Is everybody okay? Your blood pressure goes whoop. Your adrenaline kicks in and your heart starts. Next thing you want to do is just say, Jesus, I'll be right back. Let me handle this. You know you've done it. Lord, just let me just I'm going to lay hands on suddenly. I just for 1 second, Lord, just make me feel better. And the Lord say, yeah, you go ahead. Because vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Is this making sense to anybody up in here? Watch this. He will cause a blessing on the storehouses. Are you ready? So when the devil comes in and he robs you, is this helping anybody? Anybody been emotionally robbed lately? Y'all could wave your hand. Just let me know. I know I'm in the right boat. Just emotionally, the devil came in and just took something that didn't belong to him. Physically came into your body and took something from you. Come on, guys. That did not belong to him. Is this making sense? We used to sing an old song, I went to the enemy's camp and I took back what he stole from me. Does this make sense to anybody? And right here he says, watch this. And in that setteth your hand unto whatever you touch, your storehouses, what's built up inside of you, I will command a blessing on, because the devil can't have it. I made him flee. How many of you ready for your blood pressure to stay 120 over 80? How many of you ready for your sugar to be right where it's supposed to be? How many of you ready for, man, come on, you guys got to help me. There's some things in your life that is allowing this up and down in your physical body, and you're realizing today that, Lord, if I just listen to you, then you'll cause the enemy to run and I don't have to deal with it. Is this helping anybody? Or am I preaching myself happy? Is this helping any of us in here? Lord, I'm just going to learn to listen. I'm just going to learn to listen. And not only are you going to cause my storehouses to be blessed, in other words, the door will be locked and the devil can't get in them. Not only are you going to keep me safe and keep me healthy, but God right here, whatever I put my hands on. How many of you pray about your job? No, show me. Show me your hands. I want to see it. How many of you pray about your job? How many pray for your boss? How many of you pray for your president? Oh, Lord, the hands of everybody's hands went down. I don't like that guy. I don't care if you like him or not. God put him in the place of authority. And if you don't like him, you can take him to the king, because the king will get him. See, the mindset of the people is this, is that if I don't like somebody, I just don't do it. And see, so you miss your blessing. Does this make sense? Does this make sense to everybody here? Whatever I put my hand on, whatever I touch. Do you understand that pastor just drives around Georgetown sometimes? And sometimes I get out my car and people look at me, they're like, why is the pastor walking down the road? If you ever stop by and ask me, I'll tell you why. It's because wherever I put my feet, I claim it in Jesus' name. Does this make sense? Whatever I touch. You let a car, something that tries to rise up, a infirmity or something in her body, I don't call for anybody else to pray for my wife. I put my hands on my wife and I say, in the name of Jesus, get your hands off of my wife. This is mine. Does it make sense? And for many of y'all in here, you don't even understand. I'm praying, and when you put a card in or a prayer card in or a visitor card in, whatever you put in, my hand goes on it, and I say, Lord, why did I quit putting them in the box and putting them on my desk? Is because I had to put my hand on them. Whatever I touch, Lord, whatever I touch, you said you would bless. Can I just ask you something? How many of you in here has got some of that crazy faith? Some of that crazy faith. You say, Pastor, what are you doing? I pull the checkbooks out in the church. Is this helping anybody? I pull the checkbooks out in the church, and I lay my hands on them, and I say, Lord, you got to meet this bill. And, Lord, I thank you that right now you're causing a blessing to come. Y'all ain't saying nothing. I sit behind my desk sometimes, and I just lay stuff out in front of me, and I just begin to put my hands on it. Why do you think I get in the after school and put my hands on the kids' heads, the teens? That's why I rub that big old head right there every time he comes in. Does this make sense? It's because whatever I put my hand on, the blessings are coming. Does it make sense? How many of you realize that there is no difference between me and you, except that I understand the word and I'm giving you today what I do? Does this make sense? Now, here's what the word says. Be you doers of the word and not hearers only. See, today, I can preach the paint off the walls if I wanted to, but if you don't do it, does it make sense? Does it make sense to everybody here? Are you seeing this? Can you handle just a few more? Look at this. Verse 9. And the Lord shall establish a holy people unto himself. And if they keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. And watch this. All the people of the earth will see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they'll be afraid of you. And the Lord shall make you plenteous in goods, fruit of the body and the fruit of your cattle and the fruit of the ground and the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers. And the Lord shall open up. I'm going to end with this because you got to see this in verse 12. Are you ready? You say, Pastor, he's speaking to the Israelites. Guess what? You've been grafted in. You realize that, don't you? Look at this. Are you ready? Verse 12. And the Lord shall open unto you his good treasure. Can I really help you? In other words, the Lord's going to open up his treasury. Are you seeing it? The heavens to give rain on your land in due season or in season and bless all the work of your hand, and you shall lend and not borrow. Can I just show you one thing real fast? How many of you of us want to deal with things in our own way? Out of our own. Is this making sense to everybody? But when you listen to God, you tap into his storehouse. Did you notice it got real quiet? Because everybody's going, what's in his storehouse? Everything. Everything, Stephanie. There is no lack in the kingdom of God. There's no lack there. And the Father's standing outside the door with the key going, if you'll just listen. I ain't got my keys in my pocket. I was going to rattle them. Rattle those keys. Anybody else got some keys? Just rattle them. No, just do me a favor. Just rattle them real quick. Y'all hear that, right? Now here's what I'm praying. I'm praying that you'll hear that in the spirit as well. Because for so long you've been digging in your own, and the Lord's been shaking the keys. In his storehouse. And when you listen, he opens it. Now watch this. You see this right here? And then he allows it to rain. I look at that rain in two different ways. What does rain do? It comes from the heavens. I've never seen rain go backwards. They call that a geyser. Make sense? Rain is when it comes from the heavens down. How many of us in here are ready for him to unlock it and watch it rain on you? Come on, church. You know what? I want to live in a place, Stephanie, where joy is every day. Because a lot of people, you know what they do? They say, you know, one day when I get to heaven, there'll be no more tears. You're right, there is no more tears there. But you know what? Jesus prayed it this way. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. See, we don't even think for a second. We think it's just when we get there. Listen, when I get there, it's going to be great, but I want to learn to receive it here. How many of you want to learn to receive it here? I don't want to go to heaven and have to get put back through school again. He said he's going to make all things known to you. Oh, Lord, that's going to mess some of y'all up. Holy Spirit? Yep, go to Holy Spirit school. We'll see you in a little while. No. How many of you in here are beginning to realize that some of the biggest reasons why you're missing your blessing is because you're not listening? Sometimes my wife looks at me and she says, why are you up so early? And I look at her and I said, because the house is quiet. And the only voice I hear is the voice of my Father. You know what she does? Right back in her room. Because, Lord, when you get done with him, he won't be the same person. Thank you, Jesus. If you would have only known me earlier in life. The only change that ever happened in my life was an encounter with Jesus. And I've learned to stay in my blessing. Is everybody doing okay? I'm going to stop here because that's all you can handle. If I go any further, you're in trouble. I gave you two things to help you get to the next level. One, it's time for you to get out your comfort zone and you edify somebody else. Do you realize that what you sow, you reap? When's the last time somebody encouraged you? Hello? Actually, about 35 minutes ago. But how many of you daily, on a daily basis, have somebody to encourage you? Make sense? And are you listening? God's always speaking. And you realize when he speaks, things are created. God, I ain't got no money. Anybody ever got in? Anybody ever had one of those kids that cried and you couldn't understand what they were saying? You ain't gonna help me. You ain't gonna. But I don't understand a word that's coming out of your mouth. If you haven't, come volunteering after school for one day. I will show you what it's like. I got 65 of them, and somebody's going to fall or hurt somebody's feelings. Watch this. That's the loudest I heard out of Stephanie in the past 3 years. You know, I put her in after school to teach her patience. I'm picking. I want to say this, though. You ready? I don't want everybody to grab a hold of this. Instead of us begging God, realize who you are. You're a child of God. How many of us come to God and we beg him? You know, pray does not mean beg. Does this make sense? Petitions. Do you know what a petition is? Because this is the words that you hear in your Bible. Pray and petitions. You ready? Petitions is when you bring your needs to him so that he can move. Does this make sense? Does everybody hear me? Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. I'm about done. You ready? Watch this. And then, on top of that, watch. Watch. Are you ready? When you listen to him, you'll realize you have less to say. Does it make sense? You'll find you have less to say about somebody. you'll find out you have less to say about the mess you're in because you found out that God was bigger than your mess. There's nothing wrong with coming to the Lord saying, Lord, you already know what I need before I ask it, but I'm going to ask it anyways. I have not because I ask not. But when I'm done asking, I'm going to sit there and listen to what he has to say. Does that make sense to everybody? There's so much more that I just wish I could give to you, but I can't. At least not today. How many of you are ready for the next? Now, here's how I know if you work this word or not. I can judge your fruit. You say, Pastor, you said you judged. I said, the word of God tells me to judge your fruit. I can't judge you. That's up to Jesus. And actually, it's up to the Father. But he told me to judge fruit. I promise you that if you work this word, watch what begins to happen. The people that had something to say about you have to keep their mouth shut. The areas you used to lack in, you're going to be blessed in. Amen? How many of you learned something today? You say, Pastor, you didn't preach hard today. I didn't have to. With every head bowed and every eye closed today, I want to ask a very important question. Is there anybody in this house that would say, Pastor, I really can't listen because I don't belong to him? I might have prayed a prayer before, but I really don't hear him anymore. You know, sometimes sin is like earwax. If you never clean it out, you never hear. If you're in this house this morning, you say, Pastor, there's some things that's clogging up my hearing. And you know what? I realize that some things that, some sin and some things I've allowed to come in. So I have a hard time hearing. But I want to ask Jesus to forgive me today. With every head bowed and every eye closed, is there anybody that would just lift their hand up right now and say, that's me. I need prayer right now. I see that hand. Thank you. Is there anybody else? We're going to pray already. I see that hand. Thank you. Is there anybody else? Come on. Thank you. I see that hand. Glory to God. Church, it's time for us to pray. We're going to come in agreement with them. And those of you that have your hands up, I know you prayed a prayer before, but you know, in 1 John chapter 1, it says that if we're to confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us. We're going to pray right now. We're going to ask him to forgive us. Are you ready? Church, I want you to pray this with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of every sin. I confess them to you. Now, Lord, open my ears to hear your voice. You, Lord, speak and I'll listen. Lord, thank you for saving me and setting me free right now. I love you and I praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. If you've made a decision to follow Christ, we rejoice with you. Please let us know by contacting us at Beach Family Worship Center, Georgetown Campus on Facebook. And we invite you to catch our next broadcast right here. See you soon.